Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane. And he has put it through the Sloane dog.
Rory!
Oh, he joins us every Wednesday, and we love this young man. He's right up there with Tony Modra. Maybe should be on Mount Rushmore if it was going to happen. Rory Sloane joins us. G'day, Roar.
Hello. You can't put me up better than Mods. There's only one Tony Modra, Godra of Adelaide, that boy.
God love him. God love him. And how you been, mate? Now, obviously, the fixture came out during the week, so very exciting times. We've got Port Adelaide showdown, and she'll be on that first bounce.
Yeah, so going very well to answer your first question. And then, the fixture came out. Mate, very exciting to know that we've got an endpoint. And, I mean, to have a showdown, I couldn't think of a better game to come back in round two. A few weeks to build up. We had a good crack in on Monday.
Yep.
Plenty of contested work. We'll have a little match sim on Friday or Saturday. And look forward to games from there, I reckon.
Beautiful. How's the body been getting back into the physical stuff? Because it's been a while since you've done it.
100%. It has been a while. And, during the session on Monday, feeling really good. I reckon all the boys pulled up really well. They've certainly done a mountain of work during the break running. But, a couple of little sore spots. I mean, I ran into Tex, Carl's, Lynch.
That wouldn't have hurt.
Paul Hardigan. And there was a couple of little sore spots from Monday's session, but I mean, just hop in the ice bath and you're fine. Yeah, exactly. Good sore.
Who's impressed you the most after coming back? Now, there's always someone that surprises you in the off season coming back. I know it hasn't been as long a break, but has someone really impressed you?
Probably the guys that impressed me the most. So all the guys that were up in the Barossa. I mean, they weren't allowed out too much and weren't allowed to exercise with each other. And the Nick, they came back in and their form on the track's been outstanding. So to all those 16 boys, they're really impressed.
Raw, obviously the boys dropped the first game and disappointing, and they're now obviously focused on the next 4 weeks. You really want to get some early wins, don't you? Because it's a 17-round competition season. If you can get your 9-10 wins, you may play some finals. But, gee, the next 3 weeks really important for the young group, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, so we've got the showdown, then up on the Goldie, which will be a really valuable experience, I reckon, for our group in terms of coming together. We can get a fair few wins up there and come back and hopefully play a few home games later in the year. Yeah. I think we'll put ourselves in a really good spot.
I like the first four or the block of first four games you got. I reckon it's certainly an exciting time for you. Now, can you just run through your training at the moment? I understand it. You train as a full group and then you split up into smaller groups. Is that right after?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of sessions a week where we can train all together and it's a full contact. But then, for the other sessions, you've got to train in groups of eight, which means when you're at the footy club, you've got designated, I suppose, areas. And when you're out on the track as well, so it's only eight. So we split our midfield group into half. So we've got a group of eight on half the ground each. So it is a little different, Bern, to what you're normally used to training-wise, and you don't get to see and mix and mingle with as many forwards and backs as you normally would, but that's how it is at the moment. We might look to change the groups up at some point.
Roar, now Tommy Jonas, much loved Port Adelaide, and he's obviously the club captain. Now, we have him on once or every couple of weeks sharing it with Tommy Rockcliffe, so we got the two Tom-Toms. Now, last week, I asked the question to Tommy Jonas about when you start rooming with the Adelaide Crows boys. This is what he had to say.
Who's one player you would like to room with from the Adelaide Football Club if you had to pair up?
Well, the AFL made you do it.
Jesus, not too many, but I don't know. The Crouch boys seem like a bit of a laugh. Texan would probably be all right. Sloaney would be on his phone the whole time trying to get a few.
Yeah.
Get a few deals over the line.
He's promoting himself as usual.
Wheeler dealer. He's good, dude. Are you on your phone all the time, Sloane?
Are you always on your phone?
Not at all, actually. I really dislike my phone and I try and put it down as much as I can, but I love that from Tommy.
It started. Showdown banter.
Now, Sloane, he's whacked you, but Tommy Rockcliffe, he gave you some love.
But we're going to do stop, start, keeps for Jars. Have you got anything for him?
So one recommendation would be, yeah, to stop cutting off your high-end talent that you get on radio and hang up on them like Rory Fine. Poor fella. Mid-sentence being cut off.
Cheers, mate.
Yes, should be good.
Hey, Rory Sloane there. Funny. Yeah, good on you, mate. Rory Sloane there, the Adelaide Crows captain.
Hang on, did you just cut him off?
Oh, you can't cut me off.
What sort of standards are you setting there?
Okay. Our boss has had a word to him about that, so there's your stop.
Oh, that doesn't get any easier.
So there you go, buddy.
Oh, I knew I loved Tommy too. I mean, I went to draft camp with Tommy Rockcliffe. I remember sitting next to him on the plane on the way up and we had a good chat. But he's, yeah, he came in and bat for me. I love that.
He did. You had one Tom whacking you and the other Tom was sticking up for you. Now, yesterday, just before we let you go, we were talking haircuts, ISO haircuts, ISO colours. There's a few down in Adelaide that have just got a little bit of peroxide, bit of colour through the hair. Who's the worst?
They're all pretty bad.
Who is it, for starters?
Everyone that, I mean, they all want to go blonde. So, I mean, like Billy Frampton, I mean, myself, are the proper blondes. No, Billy's a proper blonde, genuine blonde. So, I mean, they're all trying to look like old beautiful Bill. I'll go with the other one. The best it's done is Givers. Givers looks the neatest and nicest colour. I think the other guys have got the old chicken 2-minute noodle colour in their hair. It's not as nice.
What about, who is it? So Lockie Murphy's one, I think.
Himmelberg.
Murphy's pretty sharp and rude. Oh, Keezy. We've been calling Keezy the Emperor Penguin at the moment.
Emperor Penguin.
Have you seen Surf's Up?
No,
there's a movie,
I haven't.
There's a movie called Surf's Up, all right? Get Harvey to watch it.
All right.
Oh,
nice.
And see if you recognise a lookalike.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
Mate, thanks for your time.
Thanks for your time, and thanks for not cutting me off. Much appreciated.
Notice how careful he was at the end there. He's just making sure you're completely finished.
I like that, Jazz.
I reckon I could stay on the phone the whole time and he won't cut me off.
We're going to have to let you go at some stage, but thanks for joining us, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Triple
M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.